Hey.
Hey.
And welcome back to another episode of Podcast Breath. This is your boy, Thekka Jones.
And this is Ebony Mystique.
Yeah. Hey, we got it. We got it. We got it. What's up, man?
Not much. What's up, man?
Man, just chilling. Loving this life and everything like that. Just read Brittany Renner's book. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
And see, somebody gonna be like, "Oh, shade thrown," and it's like, "No, it's not."
Oh, shade is thrown. We.
I mean, you know.
Shade's thrown.
Well, yeah. Thanks for listening and everything. The numbers coming up. I'm really happy about that. Even though I don't properly market this podcast, but y'all are listening, so I will put more effort into it. I promise that. But yeah, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, all that stuff. Just Podcast Breh, B-R-E-H, all of that good stuff in there. You can follow me on Instagram and all social media at Thekka Jones. I don't know if Ebony wants y'all following her, but hers is Ebony Mystique.
On Twitter. Y'all need to know my other accounts.
Don't need to know them.
Just Ebony Mystique on Twitter.
That's on a need to know basis.
Yeah. Y'all not gonna be trying to come for my job and all that because I said something y'all ain't like.
Yeah, please don't come for my job because you know you won't get anything outside of me getting fired. So, but yeah. So
I'm not even gonna get fired. I just don't need you motherfuckers fucking with me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. Like I won't.
If you call my boss, I'm gonna answer the phone.
Yeah.
So
like, hi. How are you? You asshole. Yeah. You should be like, oh, Ebony said what again? Oh no.
We do not tolerate.
We
that
don't
over
tolerate
here.
That over here. Someone gonna be
I'm
on
gonna
Twitter,
have to
yeah,
speak
like
to her about that.
Like, yeah, I got that motherfucker fired. Like, oh yeah. Oh man, but yeah, man. So, how you been? You just been chilling?
Just been chilling, man. Just been working. I'm over here multitasking right now.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Me too, man. Just
on this ketogenic diet, I found out I was insulin resistant. So now I'm on this diet basically for people who are have diabetes. So,
oh, damn, but you aren't diabetic, though.
No.
Oh, okay. So you, like, trying to not be that, like, so.
Well, no, I have insulin resistance, and I was showing symptoms of it, such as, like, I felt extremely puffy.
Mm-hmm.
And after I would eat a meal, it didn't matter what the contents of the meal was, my stomach would swell up.
Mm.
And I would feel, like, exhausted, like I ran 5 miles after I ate a meal. So that was insulin resistance. So now I have to do intermittent fasting where basically I don't eat 20 hours out of the day. I only have a 4-hour window to eat. But the beautiful thing about this diet is it's mostly fat. So I can eat like dark meat chicken and like cheese and
mm-hmm.
But things that create insulin such as like regular milk, I can't drink regular milk, but I can have things with heavy cream in it. Like whatever dairy I have, it has to be full fat. I can't have low fat anything. So actually it's pretty cool.
How long are you gonna be on this?
Until my body, you know, gets its insulin production and function correct.
Oh man. Damn. How long you been on it?
Oh, just this week. It just started.
How have you felt?
Actually cool. After I eat, I don't have this puffiness situation going on and stomach not swelling up after I eat and all that type of stuff. And like I said, I can still eat things with fat in it. So I've been eating chicken wings and spinach dip and all kind of stuff. I just can't eat any starch. I can't even have starchy vegetables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's just like straight up leafy green vegetables for you.
Leafy green vegetables, fatty cuts of meat, and dairy.
Damn. And you know what? I mean, that's cool because like, at least you can still like you don't have to be like, God damn it, salmon again. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's the great part about it. Like I said, I made some spinach dip with full fat cream cheese, full fat sour cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was delicious. Yeah. You know, that type thing. It was good. I can eat chicken wings all day, and I can eat it with some ranch dressing, full fat. Not no low fat ranch dressing. So, still good, but my weakness is bread and stuff like that.
Oh, so, I fucks with bread heavy.
Oh, man, I can eat just bread and butter. Yeah. Like, I can just eat that.
But you know what's crazy? I don't even have to have butter.
Oh, you just choke on it?
Yeah. Like, the first time I went to Logan's, and they were, like, they brought out some rolls, but they didn't have butter, and I just ate one. I was like, oh, shit, I'm fucking with this, because they forgot to put the butter on. And then
you talking about that dry, you talking about some dry-ass bread, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I got to slather my shit with butter.
Oh, you eat crab legs with butter, like seafood with butter and shit?
And now you know I'm allergic to crab legs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you sure are. Yeah. Damn, you sure is. Like, yeah.
But I don't like, when I used to be able to eat crab and lobster, I didn't like dipping it in that melted butter. I didn't like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't either. I just season them well. And you know what? I've even had some that weren't just that seasoned.
I mean, snow crab don't really need no seasoning.
Yeah, they're like really like.
It got a flavor.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad crab is not. Well, crab
we
is
should,
actually kind of helping.
We should do when I come to Jackson, we're going to do an ASMR edition.
Of
we
this.
Sit and we're going to eat.
Eat crab. Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it.
And whisper while we talk about like, shit.
Hey there. You know ASMR is just basically like sex work, right?
No. People yeah. don't always get turned on by it. Sometimes the noise is just soothing. People aren't sitting. Well, I'm sure somebody's sitting there jacking off to somebody.
Oh, yeah, of course. Food, like the black
but
lady.
But a lot of people just eat it. A lot of people listen to ASMR just because it's like soothing. Say something about, I don't know, like even with the whole pimple popping thing, like. It's something about.
Oh yeah, I fuck with the pimple popping.
Yeah, it's something about the gratification of that's calming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I fuck with the pimple popper. Pimple popping, Miss Pimple Popper, the dermat. No, she's not a dermat. Yeah, she is a dermatologist. No.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a dermatologist. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and she like, man, I've been in love with her for like 6 years now. From those videos, man.
I remember the first time that video popped up on my Instagram feed. Maybe like. Two, three years ago, mm-hmm. and I saw it, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is so disgusting!" Mm-hmm. And then I was watching that shit for like the next 2 hours.
You can't stop watching it. I don't know what it is, but you cannot stop watching it. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot stop watching it.
What's our topics for today?
All right, so how you want to start off? You want to start it off talking about your girl, your best friend Brittany Renner.
Yeah, we can go get Brittany Renner out the way.
All right, so Brittany Renner, she recently released a book. It's called Judge This Cover. You know what's crazy? On Amazon, when you look up her book, it shows you, you know, like customers who view this also view this. And It is Don't Forget Your Crown, Self-Love Has Everything to Do With It, and Ho Tactics, How to Mind Fuck a Man into Spending, Spoiling, and Sponsor.
That sounds appropriate.
Yeah, and that's wild. And I'm like, huh, that is, yeah. But yeah.
That sounds appropriate. That sounds like along the same lines of literature.
Yeah, yeah. And the description of this book, A Liberating Journey Through the Life and Times of Brittany Renner. This book details the experiences of a woman whom some love and others love to hate. It's a behind-the-scenes look into her life. Some may categorize and prejudice without knowing her story. But here is her truth, written in a raw and real voice with wittiness and humor. Brittany allows you to walk a mile in her shoes. Depending on your appetite for truth and reality, this book may make you laugh, cry, cringe, or all of the above. You should never judge a book by its cover. Now, what I'm going to say is this. What I've noticed with writing, because I've read... I read enough books in my life to know what this means. When someone says written in a raw and real voice, that means their editor sucked.
You really took that thought like literally out of my head.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking when you say raw and real, that means y'all let her draft that shit herself and do no type of
like here you go.
Professional nothing to it. Yeah.
Yeah. That just means her editor. Like I've read enough books with that in the
real and raw means she wrote this shit exactly how she did.
Yeah, like here it is. So
it ain't no type of literature value to this shit.
Like at all. But we got that there. It's $14.88 on Amazon.com. You can get it here. And of course, everybody was in there to listen to see who she boned that
if
was
one
famous.
Of y'all, if one of y'all bad, y'all should hit us up on Twitter and send us some screenshots, because I'd be damned if I spent $15 on that shit.
Well, this is the thing. And I'm not going to lie. The cover, you said it was... What'd you say about the cover?
Well, it looks stupid. She just standing there naked with an apple in her hand. Yeah. And then on the back, she got the apple in her ass. She's propped up on her knees and elbows with the apple literally in the crack of her ass.
It is. It's not on the top, it's in the crack. And you know what? I don't mind it.
And you know, I don't have a problem with being nude, but like, make it cute.
Well, you know,
it's nothing cute about an apple sitting inside the crack of your ass.
That Don't Forget Your Crayon book I mentioned, that's written by Derek Jackson.
I don't want to hear no man tell me nothing about how I can be a goddamn queen. I really don't.
Hey, man, Derek Jackson, boy, let me see. He is.
What's the other one that sold everybody a dream? Robert Hill?
Yeah. Yeah. No, was it him?
Yeah.
I remember Elin Harris started out the...
She was engaged to LaToya Luckett.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she basically details seven different guys she was dealing with and the experiences she learned, and everybody was trying to figure out, you know, who's the names and everything, and everybody figured it out. And so let's talk about this, because I remember you said you wanted to talk about, like, are we going to call it thot culture? Or because I don't like using thot.
I don't like, losing thought. What?
I don't like using thought.
Your phone kind of broke up.
Oh, my bad. I don't like using thought.
What's the problem with the word thought?
Because I think thought is just stupid. Like, it's
I think thought is more of a broader term than hope.
Yeah.
I feel like hoe is like more specific, and thought is kind of, you can fall into being a thought just by portraying a hoe. You don't have to be a hoe. But you know, if your whole aesthetic, your whole vibe, your whole everything is like, I aspire to be like these hoes, mm-hmm. then you like a thot, because you're not like a ho-ho. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to use an acronym, and I just don't want to use an acronym.
Thot has outgrown the acronym.
It's just like a general, I think
thot can be, like I said, like, you know, you can be thotty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's the word doesn't, it's not indicative of you actually being a full-fledged hoe, because the hoe is, like I said, that's very specific. That is a bitch out here who is exchanging pussy for money, material things.
And see, that's what I use it for, because some dudes are just saying hoe for everything.
Like a girl who is hoe-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Because hoeing, that's real. That's some real. That's a lifestyle.
Yeah, you're a worker.
Yeah, that's a lifestyle.
Because that's what I'm saying. Thotty, like, I know
being
dudes.
Being thotty is a bitch who, like, I don't know, like, you know, might have a couple niggas in rotation and post sexy shit on the gram, but she probably getting a degree and gonna go be a social worker or something. Mm-hmm. But she just like the whole, she. You know, that whole life is appealing to her, but she ain't really about the life. You know what I mean?
If we using thought that way, I will use thought. I just don't like how dudes will be like, oh, she out here fucking, she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, mm-hmm. like automatically, like, ho, 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 ho. And it's like, man, you know, we're all grown and stuff like that, but. Right. I like your definition. If we're going to use thought, we're going to use that definition. Well, we'll use your definition of thought. And okay. Yeah, okay. So, cool. So, boom. Brittany Renner, boom. Thought, boom. What's your take on thought culture?
I feel bad for these girls that are growing up. It's very confusing. Being a teenage girl is confusing anyway.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, it was a lot more clearly defined on what kind of woman a woman should be or could be. And I love the fact that people are broadening their horizons about, you know, people and how they choose to live. But the only thing about it is, if you look at social media and you see these girls and they just pop up with this kind of person, pop up in this kind of car, or pop up with this kind of nigga, you like, damn, how did she get it? How did she get it? And none of them explain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
none of them out here offering seminars. So the little girl is just like, I want this. How can I get this? And the only way that, you know, the only idea that comes natural is, well, I got to put myself in compromising positions to be around this person or get the money for this or that. And it's, to me, if that's what you want to do, fine. But we have, it's 2018, so women been working long and hard to get out of the requirement of a man to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And the whole thought culture, because see, that's the difference in between a thought and a hoe. A thought out here thought because she really trying to find her husband, but she want a husband that's rich and it looks good for the gram.
So it's automatically, you know, a husband. That's what she's looking for.
Not necessarily a husband, but she's looking for some type of relationship where she is being taken care of. Mm-hmm. Whereas a hoe is like, okay, you got money, I'm targeting you, I'm going to get this money, I'm going to move on to the next nigga with money.
Yeah.
But the thought is, she really out here fucking around because she want one of these niggas to wife her.
You ever fucked around with a nigga with money just because of money?
Just because he had money? No.
Really?
But, no, not just because he had money. Was him having money an incentive? You motherfucking right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing. Don't be out here trying to shame girls for trying to get somebody that is stable.
Oh, now.
But the only thing about it is these girls are looking at people with money as if this shit ain't gonna, like, you know, they go get with a credit card scammer. Like, yeah, I'm gonna have a baby and a whole family. Like, no, bitch.
Yeah, like, they're going to jail. Yeah.
That shit's gonna be over pretty fucking soon. However, you know, you need to be trying to find a nigga. But see, that's the thing. Like, everybody look at Instagram, Facebook, XYZ, see these people balling, don't see the come up. So, you know, back in the day, women used to go to college to find a husband before he got to be what he was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But these girls don't even look at that shit no more. They don't see a nigga with potential no more because it's like, I need you to have it already. I need you to be 19 in a Maserati.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. So these girls are super confused. So this thought culture just got everybody confused. So confused. And the thigh culture is benefiting no one except these men out here. These same men that you're trying to get you to wife them, you know, they fucking y'all and tossing y'all aside. And then y'all like, next thing you know, you see on you on the gram crying, talking about you need a man. Or cooking, like, why am I single? All that dumb shit.
Yo. Yo, you see the one that is like, it's some meme. And like it's been a year of I'm a savage.
You know what?
Like,
oh. I take it back. I did fuck with one dude just because he had so many. Mm-hmm. But that was just because he was just trying to fuck me, and he wasn't nobody I could take serious because he was a drug dealer. He was a real live drug dealer too, like serious deep, you know, Canaan type shit.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So.
Like,
so
he sells drugs. That's like, what he does.
I can't boo up with this nigga. I can't even ride. I don't even feel comfortable riding in a car with you. So, yeah, we can meet at Schimmel's for lunch or something. You can pay me for my time and all that. That'll work. We can do that.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I remember Schimmel's used to be the spot, man.
Yeah, it was, and it was a spot, but it was a duck off, too.
It was a duck off. I remember when Schimmel's was kind of coming down. And they finally like embraced the black people, and they had the first Friday there one time. And I was with one of my old managers. I used to work at AT&T with her, and she was like, "Come back here, come here." And we went to the back part, and it was these dudes like drinking wine from like the reserve wine. And I was like, "Whoa, yeah, Schimmel's gonna go out of business." And like a month later, yeah, they were out of business. Yeah. I was like, niggas going in the reserve one, my nigga. Like, god damn. But yeah.
Look, I used to love Schimmel's because that's where you could take, like, Schimmel's at lunchtime was mm-hmm. a real, real duck off.
You know, I never went on lunch.
And it was another restaurant I used to take my hoes to on 55. I can't remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. I know you know what I'm talking about. They used to have parties there too when that shit was going downhill. Oh, it used
on
to
55?
Be.
Oh, Char? Well, No.
It was over there by Virginia College. It
was a nice restaurant. Oh, yeah. Now it's a car dealership. I know exactly. Because they had that lobster outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. I ate there a couple times. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was a duck off, too.
Yeah, I know exactly
the best,
what you're talking about.
My number one duck off, but I only took hoes there that I liked, mm-hmm. was the one on Lakeland Drive, Nick's.
Oh, yeah. Nick's was quality.
Yeah.
Because, see, what people used to
tell me they still open. They not still open?
Nick's is still open. Yeah, over there in... Yes. In
so glad.
With Nick's, and you got Syrian and Thailand right there. Yeah, Nick's still open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I fuck with
Nick's. Yeah, those was all the duck outfit. I can be guaranteed if I went in there where nobody going to see me that knew me.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Nick's is super ducked out because it's literally, like, on the side of where all that, like, all those, like... shrubs are, so you really can't see it.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can be like, yeah, babe. Yeah. I fuck with Saren. Well, when I needed Duck House, I fucked with Saren of Thailand. Let me see. Saren of Thailand. I'm going to tell you what was a Duck House if you just wanted to, like, get out of the city, even though it's not really getting out of the city. Mint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mint wasn't a duck off, though. You'll see people you knew in Mint.
I never saw anybody.
Oh, you know what? No. I'm thinking about Julep.
Julep was like, you can't go, but Mint was like, yeah.
I saw Matthew McConaughey in Julep.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He was just chilling.
Yeah. He
was sitting at the bar drinking, and then I was walking to the bathroom, and then I saw his profile. He was just sitting at the bar talking, and I stopped and looked at him. I said, what you doing here?
And he
turned around to his friend and was like, well, me and him, we were driving to Atlanta from Austin, Texas. Yeah. We were going out there for a wedding, so we just stopped here and just had a drink.
I mean, it is right off the interstate.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, what are you doing here? I was like, hey, I just got off work. Yeah. I'm over here drinking with my coworkers. He was like, well, all right then, that's nice.
Yeah. See you later. Yeah.
Right. And some white girl was so hyped to see him and shit. And she just kept saying, oh my God, can you please take a picture? Can you please take a picture? And so he took her camera from her and took a picture of her.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Matthew McConaughey pretty cool. Damn. Yeah. Damn, Matthew McConaughey, that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Nah, he played her. She wanted a picture of him.
Yeah, she was like, oh, there you go, babe.
All right, we're supposed to be talking about Brittany Renner.
Okay, yeah, Brittany, man, you know, they what it is.
They don't know nothing about these restaurants.
They know nothing about them. But yeah, RIP Juleps. Brittany Renner, man, you know.
She just, well, I saw so many comments saying, she fucked all these famous dudes. None of them wiped her up. Her pussy must be trash. And I don't know. Well, honestly, I just think it's because she's annoying.
And you said you watch her. You've heard her. Like, you watched her Instagram and stuff.
And Snapchat. And yeah, she's super annoying. She's very, very extra. She like.
You think she's just doing it for?
She's like Jim Carrey animated.
You think she just damn? You think she's just doing it for like social media? Because we were just talking about how people do stuff for social media.
You can tell that this is her.
Like that's her.
She's super hype. She's just super hype. And of course, Brittany Renner's fine. She has an amazing body and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure dudes see her and they be like, I want to fuck you. So they just sit there and listen to her babble on. And then after they bust a nut, they like, damn, this bitch is. I can't even, it's unbearable.
Yeah, like I got to go. I can't handle this.
I didn't got to what I wanted now, and I really can't take it.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, again, I've never met her. If I met her and I would hang out with her, I would most definitely.
So let's talk about these stories that the rumor. Now, only two stories came out that they actually, like, told the story. They haven't released any other clips, but basically she said that Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, made her pay for her flight.
Soul brother number one.
Hey, man. Matters of the heart.
She said that this young man, and see, that y'all got to remember, too, Colin Kaepernick was just a regular-ass football nigga.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
And he was doing some regular-ass shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and so.
He really was. That's a hell of a rebrand.
I do remember, like, now that this story has come about, I do remember him throwing a sub, you know, throwing subs at her and shit.
Yeah.
Listening to Kevin Gates. I hope he doesn't still listen to Kevin Gates.
I don't think Kevin Gates listens to Kevin Gates anymore, honestly.
So anyway, she said that Colin Kaepernick had her pay her way out because he wanted to see if her intentions were pure.
Oh, you see it? You see it?
Babe.
How you file for that baby. One? But you know, man.
Okay, and you know what? That's fine. And I want to see if your intentions are pure, too. So when I fly out here, we're not fucking. How about that?
Yeah, we'll not go to some
brunches.
I want to
see if your intentions are pure. Do you want to see if I want you for you by me paying for my own flight? I want to see if you like me for me, too, by sitting up and kicking it with me and not trying to get no damn pussy. How about that?
We ain't got to do all that. We can be intimate, ma'am.
Well, you gonna pay for this flight, isn't it?
Like, oh man,
I am not paying $400-$500 to send myself to some dick with all this dick around. Like,
where was she living at then when she was flying out though? Because that kind of depends on how much that flight is.
Well, I think she currently lives in L.A., but I don't know where she was living before then. And if that was the case, he was in San Francisco at the time. And so
she could have drove. She could have drove on that one if she was in L.A. Well, you can't take a
San Francisco and L.A. are kind of far away.
Yeah, I know. They're like 8 hours apart.
So it would be a cheap flight. But that's if she was coming from L.A., though.
Damn. I guess we got to kind of listen to the watch. Well, I'm not reading that book, but kind of read the book to figure it out.
She also said that, you know, after she was all hurt after Colin Kaepernick. So basically, she said she flew herself out there. She stayed out there for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get up and he would go to practice and everything and come back and they would kick it.
Oh, they were laid up.
For a few days. That's how they should go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you just fly out and see a nigga. That's what you most of the time gonna be doing, sitting in the hotel room until it's time to eat or some shit. That's how she goes. So anyway, I mean, what else you gonna do? You out there for 2 or 3 days. You out there to see him. You finna fuck them niggas. Go to practice. I'm telling too much.
You talk. And I know, but you legit just kind of told it right there. But I'm just here.
These niggas go to practice from like 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. They get out of practice and then boom, after that, all right, y'all do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're going to be sitting there by yourself for a little while he got to go handle his business, blah, 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 you know? So, anyway.
You can really just be sleeping at that time.
Or whatever, doing your Kegels, waiting for this nigga to get back or something.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, so she said, she was laid up for the nigga, with the nigga for a couple days. She said, when they go to the airport for her to leave, she said, when I'm going to see you again.
Yeah, he was like.
He said, what I want to do and what I'm going to do are two different things.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's some cold shit. Hey, he said that before. He either has said that a million times or that was the first time he ever said, like, I'm going to just try it. No in between.
I would be goddamn if a nigga who looked like Screech set up and talked to me like that.
I mean, that's some mean shit. That's actually mean. I think that would qualify as mean.
I'd be like, fuck you, Toucan Sam. I'm finna get the fuck out of here.
Like that was mean. But you know, she.
I mean, what does it even mean? That shit was lame. Like, he could have came up with something a little cuter than that anyway. That shit was kind of corny. I mean, what I want to do and what I'm gonna do is two different things. Either way it go, why he have to do her like that though? But like I said, she's annoying. Like if what I see on Snapchat is just a little tidbit of her personality, mm-hmm. Ooh, I couldn't imagine how she act if she like a nigga. Ooh, that shit probably is just the worst.
So what was the second story?
Well, she said after Colin Kaepernick, she messed with Trey Songz and he was real nasty, spit in her mouth, choker, you know, all that type of shit.
Sometimes you just gotta spit in their mouth, man. Come on now. Come on. We're grown. Come on now. Everybody's had that request before.
Somebody asked for it?
Hey, look, I'm just here.
No, I ain't never asked for it.
I'm just here. I am just here. You'd be like, oh, it's like that. Like, okay. Patooey.
Patooey.
It happens.
What else? Oh, so she was messing with another football player before she started messing with Colin Kaepernick. His name was, I gotta look it up. It was something else that started with a C too.
Yeah, you know, that's the dude that used to quarterback at JSU.
White boy?
Yeah, White Tiger.
Okay, what's his name?
Casey Thoreau. I can't pronounce it.
Okay,
right. Yeah. People just used to call him White Tiger because he was.
Don't think Thoreau is how you pronounce
it. It's not.
It was a lot more letters than that.
It's one of them real Baton Rouge ass names, but.
Yeah, she said she was talking to him first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she was. They went to JSU together.
And then she said that she kind of stopped messing with him to mess with Colin Kaepernick.
I ain't know that. Damn.
So, then Trey Songz was spitting in her mouth.
Ooh. Damn.
And these are the only stories that they have leaked out or whatever, or she leaked out so people could go by her book.
Yeah. Well, I fuck with it.
Well, I don't understand the purpose of telling these stories. I mean, you know, she's not like a prolific figure.
Yeah.
You know, like even her little description of the book, like some people love me, some people hate me, bitch. The majority of us don't know who you are.
That is true. I mean, that's
people don't even know who your ass is.
That's fair.
First of all. Second of all, the people who do know you don't know you for any. They wasn't like, gee, I really want to know what's on her mind. I want her to write a book.
Like, I need that in my life.
And also,
that's mean.
When she first got Instagram famous, she was on her fitness shit. For people who don't know who she is, oh, her name is Bundle of Brittany on Instagram. You can look up. She, you know, she clearly works out, take care of her body and everything. She was doing the fitness thing. But then it went totally from fitness things. And then I knew it was heading that direction because she would do these videos of her classes, her aerobic classes. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden at the aerobic classes, these outfits started getting more and more lingerie. Like, I'm like, you out here teaching a class and you got on a lace thong and shit. What is happening? So, but now we ain't heard nothing about no fitness, no meal plans, no 30-day challenges.
Yeah, that shit did kind of come and go.
All I see now when I look at her page is her shaking her little tight ass.
Is it, man, you know, it's nice. I like it.
But it's so tight, she got to put serious effort into making it jiggle. Yeah. And it just be looking very forced.
It's nice. I fuck with it.
It be looking very forced.
I'm looking at it now.
And it's just, yeah, she's, I don't know. But yeah, so that's what you're known for. You went from fitness pro to hoe pro, and now you want to write a book about it, and no one gives a fuck.
I think I'm
a, I think they said that Drake. Now, she did not name these people's real names. She changed their names. And so people pretty much had to piece this information together to figure out who she was talking about. She did. There was a short excerpt about Drake that she basically was saying Drake wanted her to be okay with her him fucking other girls, and thought he was like doing her a favor by giving her the heads up, like, oh yeah, I got like six girls coming through later. Which I think he was.
That was That was cool of him.
Exactly.
He didn't have to do that.
He sure did not. He did. Yeah. And then you know what it is. I'm pretty sure if you fuck with Drake, you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what it is if you fuck with Drake, man. If you're not Rihanna, he not trying to.
He loves her.
That nigga loves him some Rihanna, boy.
But you know, it is what it is. She's a very beautiful woman. I think she's from the South, so she's going to end up with like a pastor.
Who?
Brittany Renner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rihanna. I'm going to say, what?
Brittany
Renner is definitely not going to end up with a pastor.
I'm telling you. It's going to be like, he's going to be one of those mega church pastors, too.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'm telling
you. Brittany Renner going to be single for the rest of her life because she her attitude reminds me of, you remember that real popular comic strip in the newspaper, Kathy?
Yeah. Hey, yo.
That is
come
the
on,
personification.
Man. Come on.
The personification of Brittany
Renner.
Come
on.
She's like a baby, like a puppy poodle who's nervous and shakes a lot and just makes a lot of fucking noise.
Yo. Come on now.
So, yeah, no nigga want to deal with that.
You called her.
No nigga wants to deal with that.
You called her Kathy.
That's her personality. I'm serious.
Man, that's wild. That is wild. All right, cool.
But you don't know because you never.
Oh, if I met her, I'd be like, yo, what's up? And, you know, we'll
I'm saying you don't know because you've never listened to her talk. You only been looking at her ass.
Yeah, and I be feeling so bad. You know what I've been doing lately? And I don't know if I ever mentioned it on the podcast. Like,
what?
I used to, like, follow a whole bunch of people on Twitter. But, like, what I do now is, like, if it's a chick who I'm just following strictly just, like, to look at, like, either, like, at her, like, hey, do you have an Instagram? Or just, like, look at her profile. And I just find the Instagram and I just, like, unfollow them on Twitter. And some I even mute just so I don't have to see any of their stuff come across my timeline.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I feel like a real, like, pig for doing this shit, but it's the truth. Like, it's the goddamn truth, actually.
Oh, so I just went to look at her page just to see something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, see if she updated anything with anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she I guess this quote applies to Lil Uzi because she posted a picture of her and Uzi on FaceTime. And the caption says chapter 7, and this is a quote from her book because I saw other people saying it. I swallowed your kids twice before noon. I call that I call that a champion's breakfast. So you gonna tell me that's not thotty as fuck?
Hey, what? That what? I don't even. I don't know. I'm just here. I enjoy.
But you know what? See, this is the thing about it too, because of course I'm all for the liberation.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, even men don't do that.
You sure?
I mean, not saying. What man you know wrote a book of and told every explicit detail of celebrity women he fucked?
That's true.
And I'm not talking about in a way of like, we talking about Bobby Brown wrote about Whitney. I ain't talking about
talking
that
about
type
like
of shit.
This kind of shit.
I'm talking about this Instagram nigga. Like,
yeah.
Imagine if that nigga that got caught that China was sucking his dick, Michi So Crazy, who nobody knew who he was before.
I had no idea who that was until
now,
you just said their
if
name.
This nigga. Imagine if this nigga wrote a book about China sucking his dick.
Yeah, like, that would be
Yeah, that's what I don't like. The whole thing about it is, I mean, if you fuck some rich dick, some famous dick, you know, them cool stories to tell. Like, you know, it's interesting, I guess, on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, passing it off as this is a, I don't know, like a, girl, I'm just telling you what I did so you don't do it. No, that's not the goal.
Yeah, I don't know what the goal of what she would do.
Like, you're nobody writing books about who you done fuck. I just don't get why do you have to write a book about it?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because it's not like these are cautionary tales or anything like that.
I just decided to write a book about niggas I fuck. And that's it. Like,
on the back,
what's the purpose?
On the back, it does say, judge, this cover is a tale of seven men and seven lessons, all based on true events. This is my heart in book form that I am not afraid or ashamed to share it with you. I've been here before. I'm just trying to remember who I am. This book is the beginning of my liberation, and hopefully it will be for you too. Okay. Let your truth and freedom ring.
Nobody cares who you had sex with, though.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Like, I really don't care who she's had sex with. And I don't understand how that's part of your liberation.
Wait, listen to this review. Great read for teens.
Okay. I saw on Amazon where some lady was like, I bought this for my
16-year-old daughter. Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
And I was expecting her to snap out, like,
yeah,
this is horrible. But no, she was like, oh, this is perfect for a young lady trying to grow into one.
While the book was not that interesting to me.
Talking about Champions Breakfast.
While the book was not that interesting to me, since I have my own battle wounds and now come from a place of lessons learned and a much richer life in my 40s, I do see the immense value in this book has for Britney's peers and even girls younger. There are not many books for young women to help them navigate their feelings.
Go buy your daughter a book for Ayanna Van Zant or some shit, bitch.
Oof.
Not this girl.
Lordy. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
What do you mean?
Well, because, I mean, I like fucking.
It's not about that. It's about you sat down and wrote a whole ass book
about
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to write a book about it, but, you know. Get it how you live, man. That's all I can really say.
Like, when Corinne Stephens did it, a.k.a. Superhead,
mm-hmm.
Her shit was actually a tale, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you could read that book and really be like, damn, I shouldn't take that route. She really had a full-ass story from she was abused as a kid. She ended up basically running away as a teenager, getting with Kool G Rap. He abused her. They had a child. She left, ran to L.A., dick hopped around for years and realized, damn, I don't have shit to show for.
I don't have shit to show for.
You know, there was a story there. There was a lesson there. There was like a damn, you know, to hear her say, you know, this one dude, Shaq, as a matter of fact, you know, that when he first met her, he gave her $10,000. Like, I just think you're pretty enough to give $10,000 to, which damn. Is, I know some girls that have fucked with Shaq before and they didn't do it. That's why I need these hoes to tell what they be saying.
Look, I'm just here. Please don't sue us, Mr. O'Neill.
No, this is what's in the book. That's what's in the book.
I don't want to get sued. Oh, it's in the book? Okay, cool. No, I'm talking about you said you knew some chicks that dated shit.
No, Corinne Stephens wrote names in her book.
Oh, cool. Oh, fuck. Okay, cool.
Yeah, she didn't, there was only one name that she did name, and she called him, I want to say Big Daddy or something, the whole book, but then she later admitted that Big Daddy was Method Man.
Oh.
She done went from coast to coast with that pussy, baby. So, anyway,
I would date Corinne Stephens.
Well, you know, she's very intelligent.
Yeah.
She's extremely intelligent. If you read her books or even read her captions on Instagram, she's very articulate.
I've listened to one of her lectures.
She cooks extreme, like, back when I used to, like, pay attention to her social media, she used to cook all these gourmet-ass meals. She seemed like you could have great conversation with her. And of course, you know, she's good looking. So I could see her appeal. Brittany Renner, like I said, shaking, nervous puppy, you know?
I'd be like,
too much going on.
And like, when I say I would date Corinne Stephens, it would totally be like.
But she does strike me as crazy. She strikes me as crazy. Like, all that shit is great, but she strikes me as crazy. Like, Lynn Whitfield from,
Oh, boy.
Thin line between love and hate, crazy.
I mean, that's kind of one of those things, like, that's kind of like one of those things, like, if I was rich enough to live in, like, three different cities at the same time.
You only saying it because you saw how she sucked dick, first of all.
I mean, that's a plus. Like, I'm not going to act like that's not. But it would be like a, hey, I'm in town. You want to have some dinner? Yeah, we'll have some dinner. Drink a little wine. And, yeah, that's how I would do it.
And then you would get your dick sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Well, you know, she's been married a million times in the past 5 years.
No, she hasn't. She's just been married once.
To who?
Ada Winslow.
And then she married a whole nother nigga after that. And then she dated Columbus Short and claimed to be pregnant by him. And then she was pregnant by Rotimi from Power.
See, I ain't paying attention to all this. I think she's just really done been married once.
Well, I'm telling you that it's been more than once. Like, I'm telling you now.
You sure?
It was a random nigga. It was nobody. And then she's actually been married 3 times. And that's how I know she crazy, because some of the shit she say pertaining to that. I mean, even the whole Vlad interview where she was like, I get up and walk out the house and go be with Wayne for
I
days,
saw that.
Even if I'm in a relationship.
And she'll be like, these niggas stupid for sticking around. And I'm like, yeah, they are.
But you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she strike me as,
that's why I wouldn't just stick around.
Things going on.
It'll just be like, just like a super casual, like, hey, we're friends. Yeah, you good? I'm good as well. Hey, let's go out, get some,
But see, every dude she fuck, and then that's the thing too, every dude she fuck with, she look at it as some deep shit. And I knew a girl like that before, like.
Yeah, I knew a girl.
Yeah, she think everything is some deep shit. Even when she was she married Columbus Short too.
She the type to hit you up with the, hey, what's your sign when you first meet her? And you're like, baby, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah,
baby.
She married Columbus Short right before Columbus Short fell all the way off the deep end. And
she married Columbus Short? I don't know if she married Columbus Short.
Why? It
don't say it on his bio.
What?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Like I said, she married the nigga. She posted the fucking marriage license on Instagram because the nigga had said we didn't get married. So she posted the documentation on Instagram. Because as soon as they got married, this nigga had dipped. Matter of fact, he came down to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He started dating the girl who worked at the radio station here.
Okay.
The nigga had got in some trouble out here. He got arrested for something. Uh-huh. But yeah, so she was talking about she was married to him, and he was like, I'm not married to the girl. And then she was like, nigga.
Hey, that's so crazy.
She had pictures from them getting married and a marriage license.
Like, I ain't married. Like, yeah, you are. What's that dude that looked just like Columbus Short, but he ain't Columbus Short? He a little lighter skinned, too.
I know who you're talking about. He always looked like he got on makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, though, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
and so, then, after Columbus Short, she apparently was supposed to be dating Rotimi, who is Dre from Power.
Yeah.
And then, we ain't know nothing about that until she just pop up one day on Instagram and post that, you know, she had a miscarriage and a nigga wasn't, you know, didn't really give a damn.
Oh, wait. She got, You know what's crazy? If you search for who is Superhead, and a thing that pop up is married to now. So I think he is getting married. She is getting married. But her IG is private right now.
Oh, Oh, it is?
Yeah, I was trying to.
Let me see if I follow her on my other Instagram page.
She got 50,000 on her, huh? Is this my business page? I don't need to follow her for my business page. Hold on.
Yeah, I follow her. Okay.
Yeah. She's beautiful, though. She's, yeah. She's a nice
So one. She currently has a lot of pictures of furniture and shit.
That's what's up. I fuck with furniture heavy. Yeah, I wish, like, if I had money, like, if I want one that's, like, lottery that's coming up, I would just, like, travel to buy furniture.
Yeah, she posts like, blog pictures.
Yeah.
Like, scenery, food, buildings, the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't posting no pictures of herself.
Yeah, like, I just be like, what's in my furniture budget? And I'll just be buying, like, fucking Chase lounges and ottomans and shit. Just like,
damn,
why
she
not?
She ain't got no pictures of herself. That's wild. So, yeah, but she, like, 40-some years old now. Her son is
Yeah, she
adult. 40.
Yeah. She a nice 40. Hey, man, older women, the groove, man. Like, that's the
you
way.
You say, boy, you not that young. Why you talking about older women?
I'm 31.
Okay.
If I dated a 41-year-old woman, I mean a 40-year-old woman, that's an older woman.
I suppose. Speaking of May-December relationships, Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
Yo. Yeah, and see, I think you so I think we were still, I still think we were saying the same thing.
We weren't.
Yes, we were.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So everybody's upset, guys. Everybody's upset that Hillary Clinton said that Monica Lewinsky sucking Bill Clinton's dick was not a reason for him to resign, which I wholeheartedly agree with her.
Wait, she said that? When she said that?
Yeah, that's where this whole conversation came up this week.
I didn't know that. When did she say that?
She did some interview and somebody asked her, did she think that Monica Lewinsky's relationship, you know,
yeah,
was his part in it, an abuse of power? And she said no. And they were like, do you think he should have resigned after that? And she said, absolutely not, which I agree with.
Yeah, me too.
But me and Mr. Thacker,
how you doing?
Because I posted, I said, you know, I think it's anti-feminist to be like, oh, this grown woman didn't know what she was doing. Like, yes, she did.
She knew, yeah.
And also him being the president, I don't think because he's the president, he's supposed to turn down some head.
Yeah.
And if that's not what he wants
I will
to
turn
do,
down head as a married man. Let me just put that
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Him being married should have been the reason why he didn't get his dick sucked.
Yeah.
Him being a president shouldn't have been the reason why he didn't get his dick sucked.
He got shit to do know? With it. Because if I was the president
and
I was
course,
single, I'm getting my dick sucked.
Of course, when you're the president, it's going to be girls lined up to suck that dick. Of course.
I'm the fucking
and
president.
And you know what? And you know what? If getting your dick sucked is some shit you're into, why not partake?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, if you're not married.
Yeah. See, yeah. And see, I said that. Yeah.
You said that you thought that it was an abuse of power.
No. I didn't say that.
Well, when I said that him being the president should not be a reason why, you know, he is supposed to be portrayed like he victimized the girl.
No.
It was like,
I said what I was meaning was she did it or whatever like that. Cool. Him being the president was kind of like a perk.
Okay, so that's absolutely not what you said.
Yes,
like,
it is.
In no way, shape, or form.
It got lost in the text. Ooh, I'm saying I'm saying this. Okay, this dude at your office,
I'm gonna pull it up. Because.
This is
so far off base.
No, it's not. Because it's like saying. Okay.
I'm going to read my tweet. It said, it's actually anti-feminist to believe the 22-year-old Monica Lewinsky was too young to make the sound decision to suck a married man's dick.
Swag.
Even, hold on. Even when sex is consensual with the man in power, mm-hmm. y'all still try to make the woman out to be a quote-unquote victim of his influence. That's your right. reply, and that quote was, I think it's a difference in the president of the USA and just a regular person in power. I agree. She made that decision, but it's a little different.
Yeah, said, and what I mean...
Huh? Okay. I said, how? And your response was, he was one of the most powerful people in the world. It's a different level. Again, she did that shit, but I can understand how that influence is different, even from a regular celebrity.
It is.
Okay.
But I ain't
what
saying...
What
does
that have
but,
to do with her decision to suck his dick?
But no.
And his decision to get his dick
and
sucked?
And see, I should have explained more. I'm not saying that he's like, hey, you're a bad person for doing this. But I'm just saying, if the president of the United States is like, hey, suck my dick, it's a good chance that person is going to suck your dick.
No, that's absolutely incorrect.
If because y'all fucking around.
If well, not, baby, come on. Let's keep this in context.
I'm keeping it in context.
Okay, because you're saying, oh, if they fuck around. No, we not. Don't phrase it like that.
Okay, I ain't saying you can't just walk up to a chick and be like, hey.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Like, him being who he was did not kick that shit off because she felt like she just had to. That's some shit she wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's some shit she wanted to do. So, him being the president shouldn't have been like, oh, he abused his power by letting her suck his dick.
I'm not
Under
saying
what
he abused
it. Was she?
I'm not saying he abused it.
Okay, so let me also read another tweet.
Okay.
All right. I said, at what age is a woman old enough to decide who dick she want to put in her mouth? If he worked at UPS, would that have made a difference in her cognitive ability to determine whether or not she was sexually attracted to him?
And I replied,
yes. Your response was, yes.
I'm saying this because I got caught up on the UPS part. And we had went into it further. Some people like power. You know, some people like money. Do I genuinely think that she liked Bill Clinton? I can see that. Bill was a charming motherfucker. Well, he was a charming motherfucker.
Do and I? He was young at the time.
He was 49. Young enough.
Young enough.
Yeah, he was 20. She was 22.
He wasn't
75. Yeah, he wasn't 75. Yeah, huge difference. Yeah. Now, if she was 75 doing, it's like, okay, come on over. But do I think him being the president helped boost that? Yes.
Okay, but see, like I was saying then, that is not the point. My initial tweet was.
That's why I'm saying we agreed.
It's ridiculous to say this girl didn't know what she was doing.
It is.
Or that he abused his power. And you was like, oh, I don't know, because he was the president. That's a little
I should have clarified my statements, and I should have explained them more. Honestly, okay. I should have. But the investigation was more an attack on her than anything. But what I'm saying is, I agree with you. She 22. They were fucking around. It happened. Him being the president was a perk.
Yeah, you know, I did a lot of stupid shit when I was 22.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 22.
And I can't look back on that and say, because Monica Lewinsky did say in a recent interview, like, you know, looking back on that time in my life, I do think there was some imbalance of power, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, it's some niggas I regret from when I was 22. And I can't look back and be like, you know what? I was 22. That nigga should have known better. That nigga should have totally not have taken advantage of my naivete and my stupidity. Everything that happened was his fault. I can't do that, bro.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. What I'm saying is, how many times you get to suck the president dick?
Well, that's the whole thing about it. Like, bitch, like, you got a real cool ass story to tell.
Yeah, like I fucked with the president.
Suck the president's dick in the Oval Office. How many of you bitches can say y'all suck dick in there?
There you go.
None of you bitches.
There you go. Like, you know. So, boom. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and like I said too, she was very excited about it.
Yeah.
She kept a souvenir, a cum stained dress.
Like you keeping the UPS manager cum stained dress?
I would never keep a cum stained dress. I don't care who nutted on me. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, you know what's crazy? When I was a kid,
I'm gonna wash that motherfucker. I'm wearing it again.
When I was a kid, like, you know, I was in 96, 97, so I was like in the fourth or fifth grade. And like this was coming on, and I was like, okay, I get what's going on. But when they started talking about that dress, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, man.
And then they talking about he penetrated her with a cigar.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, that was hard to put that image together in my mind. Because I had never seen a sexual act or participated in one, fortunately. Yeah. So hearing that was just like, what? She was doing what?
Yeah.
She let him stick a cigar in her. What?
I was right down there.
But I couldn't I couldn't visualize that. Yeah. Was something that was completely foreign to me. So I was just like.
Lewinsky stated that between November 95 and March 97, she had 9 sexual encounters in the Oval Office with then-President Bill Clinton. According to her testimony,
went on for a year.
These involved fellatio and other sexual acts, but not sexual intercourse. Clinton had previously been confronted with allegations of sexual misconduct during his time as governor of Arkansas. Former Arkansas State employee Paula Jones filed a civil lawsuit against him. She alleged that he had sexually harassed her. Lewinsky's name surfaced during the discovery phase of Jones's case when Jones's lawyer sought to show a pattern of behavior by Clinton that involved inappropriate sexual relationships with other government employees. And I will say this. Linda Tripp was a hating-ass bitch, man.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, fuck Linda Tripp.
Fuck Linda Tripp.
Wherever you are, Linda Tripp, I hope you are fucking miserable and you don't have a friend in the world.
Yeah.
You don't deserve a fucking friend, bitch.
Yeah, fuck
that
Linda
was
Tripp.
Some foul-ass shit you did, Linda Tripp. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
You look like a fraggle, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck Linda Tripp. Real talk. Yeah, for real, man. Like, she was a hater.
If anybody abused Monica Lewinsky, it was her.
It was her, yeah, because she was probably her friend. And she was recording that shit. And she was like, is Monica Lewinsky married now? Let me see. Oh, public reemergence. In May 2014, Lewinsky wrote an essay for Van. I don't want to read the essay by Monica Lewinsky.
And then it's great. And then I just wonder what her dad thinks, that his last name is like synonymous with giving head now.
Yeah.
Somebody say they, you know, people have several songs.
Lewinsky ain't really just been the cleanest name because you had Meyer. Well, no. Yeah, was it Meyer? Yeah.
No. His last name was not Lewinsky.
It was Meyer Lansky. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, Meyer Lansky's family. Please. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, so.
This is my legacy now. The last name Lewinsky is forever associated with giving him.
He's an oncologist.
Who, her father?
Yep, who was the son of German Jews who escaped from Nazi Germany and moved to El Salvador and then the United States when he was 14. Damn, that's a hell of a story.
Yeah, man, so she a first-generation immigrant.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a first-generation American, and she made it all the way to sucking the president's dick.
Hey, land on the free.
American dream, man.
Yeah. Hey, yo, but real talk. I mean, how many times you gonna get to, you know?
I mean, you know, like I said, the only problem with what happened was the fact that he was married.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with what happened.
Yeah.
It didn't have shit to do with him being the goddamn president.
Yeah, it didn't. Lewinsky. Clinton, man, that was crazy.
I bet you dating has been extremely hard for her, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, which is, I'm looking at this picture right now. Yeah, they definitely got some. If you look at this picture, it's definitely some, we've done some shit energy in that photo.
It's probably the same picture that was circulating for the longest, where she like looking up at him all googly eyed.
It's the one she's in the black dress. They're looking straight at the camera.
Oh,
damn.
He like him a thick one.
You know what? Look at that. She wasn't really just thick. She was like, she probably like a size 19.
She has some meat on the bones.
Yeah, I mean, he's from Arkansas, so of course, you know.
I know, and the poor part of Arkansas.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was definitely a poor trash.
You think that little black boy is his son?
Yo, I'm gonna say this. Yo,
he looked like him.
He looked like him though. He looked like him though, and like bro, I promise he looked like him. I promise you. Let me pull that boy up, Bill Clinton's son.
And how, but how old is that dude, though? He look hella young.
Let me see. Danny Williams Clinton. Bill Clinton father, an illegitimate mixed-race son named Danny Williams with an Arkansas prostitute in 1985. Yo. Yo. Yo.
The boy look just like
him. He look just like him.
He does. Hey, but that dude who thought he was LeBron daddy looked just like LeBron.
Look just like LeBron. It's like one of them things, like if that dude didn't look like Bill Clinton, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But he really he looks like Bill Clinton with waves.
Yep. Like, yes. Yes. He looked like a mixture between Bill Clinton and L. DeBarge.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the picture now, man, that's Bill Clinton's son, man. Even though you abandoned me and only took care of Chelsea, I still want to thank you for giving me a life. Happy Father's Day. Hey, yo, this thing is wild.
This thing is wild.
August 21st, even Stevie Wonder can see the resemblance. Yo, he look, man. Hey, Bill Clinton got a black son, man. That's that man's son.
And I wonder, did his mama give him that last name, but he got grown and changed it to Clinton?
That's Bill Clinton's son, man. Jew, that's Bill Clinton's son. Hold on,
boy, El DeBarge could be his daddy.
Hold on, I'm finna quote tweet this to you. Man, that's that man's son, bro.
Like I said, El DeBarge could be his daddy.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Oh, he on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, let's check this out. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know so many dudes who look like this.
Were they born around Arkansas?
I'm just saying, like, and so many, look, all these white people in his comments, your dad is a shitty human being. I'm here for you, buddy. That man owes you child support.
He hey, man, people ain't shit, bro.
He owes you a public apology and 25% of his assets.
Oh, damn. That's a real white man right there. Damn, he looks like Bill Clinton, bro.
He does.
Damn, they got the same nose.
It's weird, though, for what he doing, though. Like,
yeah, that is weird.
I'm talking about they got this nigga verified on Twitter. Man.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, like, why?
Like, bro.
Why is Danny verified for?
He can't even, y'all can't even verify the paternity. Yeah. And y'all giving him a check for what?
Like, he said it, so. Oh, man, that's wild. Okay. All right.
Got 72,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Is it bullshit? Is it bullshit, though?
Hell yeah. That
I don't know,
bullshit.
Man. Look at him.
Bruh, you think when he was running for president that they wouldn't have brought that story front and center?
But the kid was, yeah, it was a 90 tabloid story.
Before or after he became the president?
Hold on, let me see. Danny Williams. Because
I never heard about this shit until his grown ass started saying it.
Me either, but, you know. You know.
And you already know when people are running for something as big as the president, people go over them with a 5-2 comb. They would have found that child. But he weird. He making a whole living off of off the possibility of being Bill Clinton's son.
I'm not looking for sympathy nor welfare. I just wish you didn't forget about me. He got a hashtag Bill Clinton's son. Come on, man. Yeah. Get out of here.
Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Danny Williams, 32, has long claimed that his mother, Bobby Ann, a former prostitute, met Clinton in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1984 and became pregnant after one of her 13 trysts with the then governor. Huh.
One of her 13 what?
13 trysts.
Tryst?
No, it's tryst.
T-R-Y-S-T?
Yeah.
Tryst.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
So she, okay, all right. Nah, bro. What you think? You think that's his son?
I'm going to say this. He looked like him. But we need him. But that's, I don't know. He got a YouTube channel?
I think they should go to paternity court and hash it out.
Wait, Danny Williams.
I'm talking about
appeals.
The one on TV.
Yeah. Danny Williams appeals to President Obama. Why does this dude have a banished by Hillary? I am Bill Clinton's black son. Look, Bill Clinton's son. If
so
Black Lives Matter, why don't I?
I am so tired of him trying to make everything Hillary fought. Banished by Hillary. Bill Clinton wanted to fuck with you, he could fuck with you, boy.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't
make
that Hillary fault.
That's very true. All right, so cool. We talked a lot of shit. Yeah, man. You got anything to say about the shit we talked? We talked a lot of shit in this episode.
Go vote, man. Please get these crazy Republicans up out of here, man. Please go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Go vote, y'all, please.
I vote. I've been. How long have you been voting?
The year I turned 18 was the year that Bush was elected for the first time. Mm-hmm. Bush W. That was in 2001.
Yeah, I've been voting since I was 18. Mm-hmm. I always felt it was my civic duty, but yeah, it's just always funny when I hear people.
When 2000, I mean, it was the first time I voted.
Yeah, when people be like, yo, this is my first time voting, and they're like 34. And I'm like, bro.
Well, I mean, the way voting is set up, people don't, sometimes, you know, it's not a priority because they got to take off work to go do it. Some of these people, look, if they're not paying attention to what the hell going on, then look, don't just do it to do it. Pay attention to what the fuck going on.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people all the time, but I've never just, and it's a lot to pay attention to, like, and I just, like, kind of pay attention to it, and it's, and you know, it's a lot of information, so I could just imagine somebody that doesn't pay attention to it at all, but. I just, even when I was a kid, it was always like, hey, you're going to vote.
You know, when I watched George W. steal the election from Al Gore, I didn't vote until it was time to Obama.
Really?
Yeah, because
like
I
even
was
local
like,
elections?
No, I didn't vote for none of them. Because really? I was just like, because after I saw what happened with Bush and Al Gore, I was like, okay, y'all on some funny shit. Like, it don't really matter. That's what I was thinking at the time. Like, you know, what does it matter? Because y'all finna cheat anyway.
Yeah, I've
But
just...
then, of course, when Obama had, you know, of course you had to vote for the black man. You got to.
Yeah.
And then with the whole Trump, I feel like a lot of people thought that even people who did have a sense of urgency about voting, I think Obama kind of placated a lot of us because it was just like, okay, some of these things that we thought were a pressing issue clearly aren't a pressing issue because we have a black president now. Mm-hmm. So I think that pacified too many of us. And so they just thought it was impossible for someone to go from as much progress as voting for Obama and electing Obama to go all the way back to 1932 with Trump.
Yeah.
Well, now we see that it's possible. So that means get your motherfucking ass up and vote, please, Jesus.
Yeah, Dems are raising a lot of money too, so.
Yes, and over here in Texas, we got this whole Ted Cruz and Beto shit. Oh, I hope Beto get him out of there.
Man, I hate Ted. I hate Rafael Cruz. You know what? And the only reason I don't like Rafael Cruz is because he wasted his chance of becoming president because he wouldn't punch somebody for... He wouldn't defend his family.
Well, other than him just being a fucking... I mean, it's a lot more reasons to hate him besides that right there.
Oh, yeah, it is. But just me, personally,
all of his bitch assness led to the point of... That was just, like, the culmination of all his bitch assness. Yeah. That he didn't defend his own fucking wife's.
Like, bruh, like, this dude called your wife ugly on national TV, and you were like... Leave her the hell alone. And I'm like, bro, you gotta go in this nigga job, bro.
Oh, not just on.
And it wasn't one time. He was like, he tweeted. Remember,
he tweeted a meme that had Melania on one side and his wife on the other.
Yeah.
I mean, just come on, bro.
Like you gotta go in this. Like you at least gotta rush and let like the Secret Service and shit break y'all up. You just got to.
Well, the least he could have done was not endorse the nigga several months later.
Right. Like he done. That's the least he done came out looking like a whole hoe. Like an entire hoe.
That's the least he could have done is not have his wife out here looking stupid like that.
If that motherfucker would have punched Donald Trump in the face, we'll be talking about President Cruz.
No, I hope not, Jesus.
Yeah, that was his fault.
That makes me glad he didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes me glad he didn't punch him in the face.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, he was just like, man, don't talk about my wife, bro. And they're like, man, go in this motherfucker. But, yeah, okay, so cool. Yeah. All right, so let me see. Oh, yeah, we got the art show this. Well, shit, y'all ain't going to come to this. Y'all ain't even here. But, all right, so, yeah, cool. Podcast, bruh, episode 4. We're getting some good stuff. You know, this is the first time we've recorded back-to-back.
You breaking up. What you say?
This is the first time we've recorded back-to-back.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's all your fault.
No, it's not. It's not. It's yours.
It is.
It's especially yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
All right. We gonna get into that. I was even ready to record when I was on vacation in Vegas.
No, you said no because you was like, man, I'm in the hotel.
Thursday. No. So for you guys that are listening, we usually record on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And I went to Vegas from Tuesday to Thursday, so I was like, well, let's do it Tuesday, so we can get that out the way while I'm there by myself. Blah 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 blah. So then that day when I got there, it was too much shit going on. I said, fine. So on Thursday, I DM'd you. Check your DMs right now. Because we were talking back and forth in the DMs. I said, hey, we can record tonight. And we didn't. So, boom.
Yeah.
Like I said, listeners, it's all Thecla's fault.
Yeah.
He's the one who has so much stuff going on.
I do.
I'm always ready to record on Thursday. This young fella, he be having things going on. And that's fine. Just don't try to blame it on Anthony, though.
I hate talking about how much stuff I have going on. Because it made me feel like I'm being an asshole.
No. Just don't blame it on me. That's all.
No, don't blame it on me.
Don't say it's my fault when it's not. That's all.
It wasn't you. It was not.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
So, yes, guys, Ebony Mystique's always here for you. Remember that.
I'm always here for you guys. Okay. I'm
always here for you guys.
All right. Cool. So, this has been another episode of Podcast, bro. Thank y'all for listening. You can subscribe. Thank y'all for subscribing on iTunes and all that good stuff there. We get these nice listens up. We can do some more stuff and have some historical stuff going on and stuff like that. But yeah, man, thank y'all for listening. And again, thank you for listening to Podcast, bro. All right, y'all, peace.